Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Samantha. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Now, you're about to head off, so this will be the last time we'll actually have a chat with you for a little while.
Yeah, for a couple of months. Late October I'll be back, yeah.
So if you've got a synchronicity story, now is the time to get on the phone and give us a call, 52-299-939, as we talk synchronicity with Chris Mackey.
Right, so look, one of the themes I thought I'd bring up today is how sometimes things fall in your lap. If you're looking out for something and you're open for it, sometimes there's an amazing opportunity. And one example that I'll mention is there was a time when I was overseas in Marin County and I was writing some of my book, Synchronicity, and I was thinking, gee, I could learn more about spirituality and making spiritual connections, because synchronicity, like amazing coincidences, it's got a spiritual theme, because many people think that amazing coincidences can guide us on our life path to our, you know, proper life purpose.
Mm.
And so many cultures believe in, like the Greeks talked of a daimon, like a purpose, or in India they might talk of the law of Dharma, about
yes.
a direction that's right for us. Well, anyway, I wanted to learn more about this, and but I was staying at an inn where the main thing that stood out with this inn is they had a happy hour and people were there to get drunk and all the rest of it, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure if this is the right place to sort of learn
Chris
about spirituality.
Chris was ready to party.
Well, I could have been, except I was having to write. But anyway, I went on this walking trail about half a kilometre from the inn and somehow got horribly lost on the way back. I don't know how you could virtually see it by sight, but I'm walking on this little track and I ran into this elderly fellow with his dog, and he's walking along and he sort of says, oh, what are you doing here, knowing I was like a stranger kind of thing, and I said, look, I'm here writing about synchronicity. And he stopped, his ears pricked up, and he turned around. It turned out that this guy was an author of a book called The Spiritual Athlete.
Of course.
And he said, hey, behind that line of trees over there, there's a place that's called a Vedanta retreat, a spiritual retreat based on Indian philosophy, that he said, I know the people there, I've been going there for 20 years or whatever, and because you've met me, you'll be able to go to their library and you'll be able to access their library with all these books about sort of Indian philosophy and things like that. So
ask and you shall receive.
You shall receive. And hey, how's this quote from, I read about a guy called Vivekananda, and he was a famous Indian mystic, and I like his quote about, all souls are playing, some consciously and some unconsciously.
Well, that's fitting.
And I think playing around with synchronicity and being open to what it might mean for us is a way that we can help our soul play consciously.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you know, one of the interesting things that I've recognized when we're talking about synchronicity and spirituality and seeing opportunities that may land in your lap that you can't see, is that often in a crisis, we can actually find some of the greatest opportunities.
Ah, yes.
So whether we're asking for it or we're reacting to something.
Yes.
Often, you know, in the really tough parts in life, if you can see it for what it is and take that dose of spirituality, you can actually find some incredible opportunities in the dark.
I think, so Samantha, I think one thing that you're tapping into there too is synchronicity often happens more often when people are in some kind of transition.
Yes.
And there might be a lot of emotion involved. That's when we're a bit more likely to have something come out of the blue. So we've kind of got some quest.
Mm.
We've got a question in our mind. We're heading somewhere. And
we're open to the pivot.
And And then something can happen. You think, my gosh, that's amazing. It was like it was meant to be.
Yes. Oh, I love that saying, meant to be.
Well, if you've got a story about something that was meant to be that you weren't sure about in the beginning, well, that's what we're talking about, synchronicity with Chris Mackey. We've got Kerry on the line. Hello, Kerry. Thanks for your time.
How are you?
Good. You've got a synchronicity story for us.
I do.
Great.
My auntie passed away a few years ago, or coming up to 10 years ago, and when my mother was going through all her paperwork, my auntie kept everything.
Yeah.
So she was going through all her paperwork and she came across this letter which was like 30 years old. And it was a letter to my grandmother from her solicitors.
Yeah.
Wanting to know whether she wanted to continue on with a mortgage to these people. And these people just happened to be my husband's cousin.
Wow.
That's quite a connection, isn't it?
Now, I didn't know my husband at that time. It was like probably 10 years later that I met him after this letter was sent to his cousin.
And then you've joined all of those dots. Did yes. this all happen in Geelong?
No. In Melbourne.
Hey, in Melbourne. Wow.
So, again, sort of it's against the odds, so it adds to that sense of connection, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yes.
So, Kerry, how did you find out that these cousins were related to your husband in the future? How did that come about?
Well, the letter was addressed to T and our surname, and he said, I don't know anyone whose name starts with T, and then he woke up one morning, like middle of the night, and said, I know Tori is short for Salvatore.
Ah.
And then he rang this cousin and said, did you live at such and such address? And he said, yes, we did. That was 20 years ago, 30 years ago that we had that place.
So it's almost like a synchronicity treasure hunt.
Hmm.
Oh, it was, yes.
Yeah, sometimes it's like jigsaw puzzle pieces falling into place, sometimes with finding a purpose or direction, or sometimes with a feeling of connection with other people. So they're the two main things often people get out of synchronicity, a sense of direction or a sense of connection, yeah. Often feeling that things are meant to be.
And it can happen over a huge lifespan. Like it doesn't have to be within a day or in a week or in a year. It can be 30 years long.
Yes.
And it doesn't lose that sense of connection, and you still will feel that sense of connection even after all that time.
Oh, yes. Well,
you probably freaked poor Salvatore out.
Well, what could have been even more strange is if your grandmother hadn't have been doing this, well, the family could have moved away, and who knows what would have happened. You may never have met your husband.
Yeah.
Well, I met my husband down at Wye River at the Surf Life Saving Club. And during also this clean-up of my auntie's belongings, my mum came across an invitation to a niece's wedding, or second great-niece, and she was marrying a friend of my husband's and I from the Surf Life Saving Club at Wye River.
Oh, so it goes even deeper. Hey, lucky you didn't find out that you and your husband are related.
is there any more letters that you need to open, Kerry, just in case?
Open them all up.
You know, because you
never know what
it is
you're
going to
find.
You're in Geelong now. There's no 6 degree of separation down here. We'll tell you that much.
Hey, that's really cool. That's a really obvious one when it happens not once but twice in two totally different realms.
Mm. You know, often people find there can be amazing coincidences in how they come across a partner. We call that the synchronistic matchmaker. And there are a lot of different amazing stories about that.
Well, there
that
you go. That's
well.
How we met, Daryl.
Oh, there you go.
Well, something like that. I'm confused now.
Your
Kerry, that
just
is
crossed like I've never seen them.
That is a fabulous story, Kerry, and we thank you for sharing it here on
thank
the Catch
Up. Thank you, Kerry.
Yeah, thanks, Kerry.
Thanks very much.
I was going to ring up a few weeks ago when I didn't because something else popped up. I thought, no, I'm going to ring up because when you said that this is your last night for a few months. So I thought,
meant to
be.
Well, thank you so much because, as we say, it encourages other people to tell their stories as well. And sometimes it's seen as being a bit superstitious or wacky to think there can be anything in this. But many people believe that there's extra meaning in these uncanny little coincidences, as though some things are meant to be. And I think that's good for our mental health. I think that's good for our outlook.
Absolutely.
Terrific, Kerry. Thank you.
Thank you, Kerry.
No worries, Kerry. Thank you for that. That just gets kind of weird, but there you go. Last one for a while, and we got some good weird with Kerry on the line. Chris, with Synchronicity, back in a couple of months' time, but you're doing a bit of travelling and doing a bit of book work, so we wish you all the best.
Thanks very much. And if I can mention, really pleased about a Geelong-based national TV show, Destination Happiness, which is on this Saturday, Channel 9 at noon. It goes for 13 weeks. It's replayed on 9 now. But a number of us, led by Angie Hilton, and Robot Army is the production team.
Yep.
And we're looking to create uplifting, positive media based on positive psychology, getting across good messages about positive physical and mental health. And so this Saturday, 12 noon, so it'd be great if people get behind that program, support a Geelong-based national TV show.
Well, we're big fans. We're big fans of Robot Army, of Ange and the show. So we'll be tuning in, and you can't go wrong.
We're really pleased that this series is fantastic. It looks great. We're really most of it's already filmed, but we're really pleased about this series. We think
super.
It's
all right, fabulous. Yeah, Chris, safe travels, and we'll see you in a couple of months.
Thanks very much,
back
Darryl.
Here
thank
to
you
talk more synchronicity on the catch up at Bay 93.9.